You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is The Truth talking text line. You can call in and text in if you want to join in on today's conversation. Also, you can always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you never miss any of the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And always, no Rhea Riley today on the ones and the twos. She has a meeting. But shout out to Chris holding it down on the ones and the twos for today. But now I am excited today because now I have the opportunity. There is a big event coming up here in Milwaukee, an annual event happening here in the city of Milwaukee, and that is the Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit that will take place this Saturday at Destiny Youth Plaza in Milwaukee from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Truth Nation. I am excited to be joined by Daryl Davison, the Community Engagement Director for the City of Milwaukee. Daryl, thank you so much for joining us here today to talk about this Fatherhood Summit.
It's a pleasure. I'm very pleased. I'm honored to be here. I'm also honored that we are serving the City of Milwaukee with the Fatherhood Summit, and Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a great host who's bringing it to us.
That is fantastic. Now, the Fatherhood Summit, we've been promoting it on our station. I remember us talking about it last year as well. It has so much to offer. What is it? Can you just let everybody know listening, what is the Fatherhood Summit, and why did y'all create it?
So the Fatherhood Summit is the huge resource fair that's available for fathers and non-fathers and actually families. The reason we created it is because we recognize that fathers bring a positive presence to the lives of children, to the lives of community, and create an environment where people learn on so many different levels. They lead and learn toward intellectual positive action, emotional positive action, and it's the foundation for many of the things that we're looking for in communities. The reason we started it is because we noticed that, according to statistics, when you have men who are working and bringing a strong economy into the environment, now you have improved health. Now you have improved conditions. Now you have improved schools. And we want to have Milwaukee as a model for bringing that type of thing and inspiring other communities to do the same thing.
I think it's so important because I fully am one that believes that employment, right, having opportunities for jobs will take people to a different level, right? We understand what the poverty rate here is in the city of Milwaukee. We understand if you don't have a high school diploma, what it is. So I think it's so important to have as many opportunities as possible because crime is what it is here in the city of Milwaukee. It's not what it was a couple of years ago, which is fantastic that it's going down. But we want to try to be a model, like you just said, right? And I think, like you said, industry jobs can help us do that. But with the Fatherhood Summit, for somebody coming, what should they expect when they're there?
So the people who want to get a job, there are jobs that are there. There are employers who are bringing in employment for part-time and full-time positions. There's also individuals who are coming in as employment consultants to show you how to get that job.
Okay.
So they're going to work with you on interviewing. There's going to be video interviews so that you can see what the positives are, and you can also see where the improvement is going to be needed. We also have the opportunity to work on people with their resumes and show them what is an appropriate way to do the job search. I'll be the first one to admit it's extremely difficult in this environment right now, but there are people who are looking, and they're going to let you know who they are, and they're going to show up at the Fatherhood Summit, too.
That is excellent. Can you just list, are there any companies or businesses that you know that will be there this Saturday that people should look forward to?
I know that there's going to be companies. We're going to put them on our website, but definitely there's jobs that are going to be available for people with limited experience, the skill positions that people are going to be able to access. And on top of that, there's going to be organizations that are going to assist people outside of the Fatherhood Summit so they can enroll in programs to help them with their job search. And what I also want to inspire people to do is talk to your youth, talk to your teens, talk to young adults, because they're also looking for them. There's going to be programs and mentoring opportunities so that they can get jobs too.
Oh, I love that so much. Again, we are talking to Daryl Davison, Community Engagement Director for the City of Milwaukee, and we're talking about the Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit, which takes place this Saturday at Destiny Youth Plaza, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here in the City of Milwaukee. They're going to have job opportunities for fathers to come out there, or just anybody to come out there who's looking for a job opportunity as well, and employment support. But also, there's something there that says child support assistance and legal assistance. What is that all about, and why is that important?
So it's crucial that people have many of their personal ducks in a row. And I know for a fact in many people's existence, they might have something hanging over their head legally that prevents them from moving forward. So with the legal assistance, we have the Milwaukee Justice Center there. We want people to not only pre-register at the website, which is milwaukee.gov/fatherhood, but you'll see right under that part of the registration on the website, it says MFH resources. These are the legal resources. Please register for that. If you have something in your history that is preventing you from getting the job that you want or holding you back, it could have happened a long time ago. Talk to those legal professionals so that you can find out if you're eligible for expungement or the process for getting a pardon, so you can be excused for some of the infractions that you might have in your lives. Now, for child support, we do have family attorneys who are going to be at that location. We also have estate planning attorneys who are going to be at that location the same day. They can talk to people about what they might have in their past and how they can develop planning in their future. And the child support, Milwaukee County Child Support team will be able to address the people's cases, review those cases, and in some particular instances, they may be able to reduce the amount of interest that's on that case. So,
okay, well,
gotta show up for that.
I mean, that's definitely important to get that free child support assistance and legal assistance. And something, you know, the weather is starting to change. When the season changes, it's important to know about health education, screenings, and vaccinations. Y'all offering that too?
We are. This is lead screening for children. We've got vaccinations for the whole family. So that includes the flu vaccine, that includes COVID vaccine and others.
They can even get the COVID vaccine? Because I know sometimes there are some parameters around this. So you can get the COVID vaccine tomorrow or Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
So Saturday, November 1st. So make sure to be there November 1st. I do want to also recommend that people go to the health education sessions that they're going to be offered. Because this is a Fatherhood Summit, there is going to be a prostate education session that's offered by Frater, MCW, and Health Connections, Inc. That information is going to be crucial on a subject that many people ignore or don't pay attention to, and it's the subject of prostate cancer, which affects African-American males at a higher rate than it does with many other males in the country. What I want to move forward is there is an organization, Men Moving Forward, where they will do the prostate cancer screening test, which is the PSA screening. So it's not the elaborate screening that you would get at the doctor's office. Instead, this would be a short screening, a brief screening. They just give you the information, the education, and then they screen you, and you'll be on your way for the rest of the summit. This is not charged. There is no charge. It's all free at the Fatherhood Summit this year.
Again, that is fantastic to hear. Now, we talked about, you know, the different things that the adults have to offer. What about the kids? Because this is a Fatherhood Summit. Is there something for the kids, too?
We do have activities for the youth. If you do bring your children there, of course, we have prizes and we have activities. We also have, for teens, we are doing a youth vaping prevention class.
Oh, that's a big one.
It's huge. It's huge. So we have some students who've already enrolled in it, and we're looking forward to doing more. The students who participate in this will have a session during the morning and also in the afternoon, and they will get a certification at the end of the session. And this is very important because it's a part of a longstanding program that we're going to be moving forward into the next year, too.
That's, I love to hear. Again, we're being joined by Daryl Davidson, Community Engagement Director for the City of Milwaukee. Daryl, I do want to know how the summit connects with broader city initiatives around family and community engagement.
Well, we are part of the City of Milwaukee. Milwaukee Fatherhood Coalition not only works with organizations that are throughout the city, but we work with organizations throughout the county. We also are connected to many of the different programs, the health programs, the violence prevention activity that the City of Milwaukee is doing. We are connected to finding ways of getting people employed. We're connected to introducing new information to the population where individuals may not hear this. So we work in every zip code. It's the City of Milwaukee, and the Milwaukee Fatherhood Coalition and the Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit is inviting all of those different programs, whether it's from environmental, whether it's from other programs. We want them there so that they can assist the people in the community.
I love that. Lastly, I do want to ask this question. Is, I saw that there's some financial empowerment, credit repair. I mean, that's something that is so important. I was talking to somebody about credit score earlier today. What should families and men expect when it comes to financial empowerment and credit repair on Saturday?
I'm looking forward to men finding out what their credit score is and then getting the guidance and the counseling so that they can know what to do as a next step. Some of these individuals will be able to enroll in different programs if that's a longstanding problem. But in some cases, they'll find out that they've probably been doing the right thing and they didn't understand that they've made some progress. So this is an opportunity. They should come to the section where we have child support, driver's license recovery, a credit repair, where we can do the case reviews.
Thank you, Daryl. And one last time, tell us, what is the event, as in what is it called, what time, and where people can go to find out more information?
Please go to milwaukee.gov/fatherhood to get to the Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit. 2025 Summit is at the Destiny Youth Plaza, which is at Destiny High School on 7220 North 76th Street. The event goes from 8 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. And if you are pre-registered, we will feed you.
Oh, they got free food. Make sure y'all pre-register as well.
Yes.
So y'all get free food. Again, thank you so much.
And free transportation if you need it.
Oh, that's, y'all got everything. No reason not to be there. Thank y'all so much. Thank you so much, Daryl Davidson, for joining us here today. Make sure y'all go on out to the Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Destiny Youth Plaza. Again, thank you so much, Daryl, for joining us here today.
Hey, thank you.
Truth Nation.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, yes. Look forward to seeing you all. Truth Nation, when we come back on the other side, truancy is something that is a problem across this country, and it's something that needs to be solved. When we come back, I want to talk about why we all talk about why we want equity, but are we ready to have the real conversation that comes along with the personal responsibility that comes with getting our equity? We're going to talk about that and so much more. Keep it like you're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Walls right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Ooh, I got some stuff for y'all.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Walls, your host of Truth to Power, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Remember, 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. You can call in and text in with any comments on today's show. In addition to that, the perfect Packer game starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in the Protect the End Zone, their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. And make sure you visit AmFam.com today to find an insurance agent near you or to get a quote instantly online. That is AmFam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. Make sure y'all watch the stream is live on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe. Thank you so much to Daryl Davison for joining us here today. Make sure y'all go ahead and sign up or tell somebody about the Fatherhood Summit coming up here in Milwaukee on Saturday. Shout out to the mayor's office and the city of Milwaukee for putting on such a great event to try to find a way to bridge the gap between employment here in the city of Milwaukee. Oh, wow. They got the suspects in custody admit involvement in theft. They done caught the folks who stole the crowns from France, from the Louvre in Paris. That was just random. But anyways, Truth Nation, today's an interesting conversation. So make sure y'all listen up. Make sure you download the 101.7 or Truth app and turn up your radio or turn up your speakers. Because as a community, we want and we deserve true equity. Like, we deserve that. And I fully understand the barriers of racism that are presented to us that stop us from doing so many things. And something as simple as a work environment, which is a mostly white working environment, can be mentally and physically taxing and draining on somebody. I fully understand that. Been there, done that. So I understand to get equity, there's a lot of racial barriers that we have to overcome. But what I also realized, because I believe I'm a realist, is that those are the cards that we're dealt here being here in America. Being black in America, we know that we're dealt certain cards. We know we have to deal with certain things. We know we have to deal with people seeing us and having a perception of us before we even open up our mouths. You know, to why, you know, I have the name Kyle, because my parents said they don't want people to judge me before they saw me. So we understand that we got to think extra hard just to do simple things like naming a child. But also what we have to understand is that with us deserving equity, we have to be ready to have the hard and real conversations that come with that, right? The personal responsibility, which comes with getting equity that we deserve. We need to be willing to make sacrifices, and sacrifices which include not always being so damn politically correct, not always being so worried about people's feelings, because I feel like too often we allow feelings of the minority, and I'll talk about the minority, the feelings of the minority, to dictate how the majority moves and dictates how direct and honest we are about building up our community. Now, a lot of my thoughts stem from a recent article I saw and read a little bit of about Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, who are the two biggest names in the Democratic Party right now, I would say. And the article talked about how there is, you know, there's a budding rivalry and something they've had. They've been somewhat rivals. They've worked together. But, you know, you could be friendly and rivals. But how they both were preparing for presidential runs in the year of 2028. And one thing is, some people may say, oh, wow, 2028, that's so far away. Well, it is. But we're just about finished with 2025, and we're probably about 14 months away from people starting to throw their hat into the presidential election race in 2027. That we're all 14 months away from 2027. Once you get to January of 2027, that's when people are going to start talking about they're going to run for president, and then they're going to start campaigning. So we're not that far away. 14 months will go by just like that. And both candidates personally are not too high on my list, simply because I believe California is a poisonous place in the sense of when it comes to a national stage. But their rivalry is noteworthy. And it led me to the conversation I want to have today, because at the start of this month, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, Governor Gavin Newsom, he signed a bill that ended a controversial anti-truancy law, which was championed by no one other than former vice president and State Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris. Now, I thought that was interesting that he decided to do this at that time. But during the 2020 and the 2024 presidential elections, this was a hot button issue. Anti-truancy became this hot button issue for black people who did not like Kamala Harris and wanted to find something to pounce on to paint her in a negative light. They claimed her anti-truancy policy was too harsh on black families. The law allowed the district attorneys across California to charge parents with a misdemeanor if their children missed 10% of school without a valid reason. Parents could get fined up to $2,000 and could face up to a year in jail if their child missed 10% unexcused absence of school, which comes out to 18 days with school years being mostly 180 days, which comes about 18 unexcused absences in a year. A district attorney could do something about it. Now, the headlines all read during that time, and people talked about, you know, Harris wants to throw parents in jail for the kids not going to school. Wow, what a thought, huh? That's crazy. Parents being held accountable for their kids not being in the classroom. Parents being given tickets for their kids not going to school. That is just an awful thing, isn't it? I do say that with a smirk on my face because I think that excuse is a cop-out. I do. And this is why I'm talking about, if we want equity, we can't be looking for these excuses to why our kids can't be in school. And of course, when they talked about this conversation during 2020 and 2024, of course people were saying, oh, black people felt it was a personal attack. Some of y'all thought that somebody having a law that kids, if they miss more than 18 days of school with an unexcused absence, then a parent could potentially get a ticket up to $2,000. Some of y'all felt a personal attack for some reason about that. I don't like the fact that so often black people hear stuff like this that may impact our community. And all of a sudden we want to act all helpless. We want to act like, oh, no, this is going to impact. I don't like that. That's a loser mentality. 833-212-1017. Was Kamala Harris' plan to ticket parents for students missing school a bad idea? Was she wrong for doing that? Because now in the state of California, they got rid of that. So parents now won't be ticketed. They can't face jail time. Which I disagree with. I do. I really do. 833-212-1017. I want to hear your thoughts because, I know California governor got rid of it. But would you want Wisconsin to enforce the laws that we have on the books when it comes to attendance in classrooms? 833-212-1017. That is something that is strongly on my mind. And I think it is important for everyone to know that what we are facing here in Milwaukee Public Schools. Because we all don't have an opinion about anti-truancy or, the fact that is it too punitive to be putting parents behind bars or writing tickets to parents for kids not being in school, being habitually absent. But we got to understand what's happening here in the city of Milwaukee. See, in MPS during the 2021 and 2022 school year, which was basically a year after COVID, because COVID was basically the 2020-2021 school year. But during the year, school year 2021-2022, MPS saw 58% of their students who were chronically absent. 58% of their students were chronically absent from the year 2021 to 2022. Now, y'all may be thinking, what is chronically absent? Chronically absent is defined by a student missing 18 days or more with an unexcused absence. Keyword, unexcused absence. Not going to some family reunion. Not being sick out for a day. Not having some type of event that they had to go to. No. These are no call, no show, unexcused absences. So based off that number, that means 58% of students in MPS missed 18 days of school or more without having an excuse. This is a problem, Truth Nation. This is a problem that we have to solve. If you don't know, I'm going to break it down for you on the other side. But if you don't know, not being inside a school building usually has negative outcomes for the kids who aren't in school. I think that's basic knowledge that we all know, but I'm going to share the statistics. I'm going to share the facts. I'm going to let y'all know. That's why when I hear an anti-truancy law got taken away down over in California, I don't like it. That's why I hear when people were mad at Kamala Harris for having the anti-truancy law, I wasn't for it. I said, what are we mad about? We want to cry, yell, be mad about people doing certain things, and we want to talk about how our kids ain't learning, but then y'all want to throw a fit when there's actually people who care about the kids, who want to make sure parents are doing the right thing, that their kids are in school, and y'all want to moan about it. Y'all want to be mad about it. Again, equity comes with some real conversations. We can't demand equity, but then sit here when the minority of folks ain't sending their kids to school and y'all worried about, oh, they got to pay a ticket. Y'all got y'all minds in the wrong spot. 833-212-1017. Should we start writing tickets to parents of students who are missing 18 more days of school without an excuse? 833-212-1017. That is the conversation. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share as well. But I do want to hear from y'all. Y'all can hit us up on the talking text line. Also call in, because when I saw the fact that Gavin Newsom got rid of that law, I knew what he was doing. I know exactly what he was doing. He was preparing for 2028. Because think about being on the campaign trail saying how disproportionately this law that former Madam Vice President had that disproportionately impacted black students. I got rid of that law because I felt like there was another pathway. The PC version. We don't need PC in our community. We need tough love. We just had Daryl Davison join us talking about the importance of having jobs and having a job, what that can do for a community and do for a family. But guess what? You need to have the foundation of an education in order to be able to have the right skills to get that damn job. A high school diploma is the minimum. It is the foundation of where you're going to launch from. So we crying about people being punished for their kids not having their butts in the seats, then where do we draw the line of accountability? But 833-212-1017, should we start writing tickets to parents of students who are missing a lot of days of school without an excuse? That is the Truth Talking text line. I see your calls. I see your texts. We'll get to it on the other side. Again, I see y'all on YouTube, but 833-212-1017. Chris, also, let's make a poll as well about that. We'll figure that out on the break, but keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power. We'll be back on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. And again, we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Truth Nation, make sure y'all stay locked in, because the Truth Summit is coming up Saturday, November 15th at Thrive on King. It's led by Dr. Ken Harris. It will be a great conversation where we'll have a conversation on higher education, from high chair to higher education and rebuilding Milwaukee's educational pipeline, and also talk about the health divide and bridging the gap in Milwaukee's healthcare system. So make sure y'all join us on Saturday, November 15th. I'll be there for the Truth Summit at Thrive on King. Visit 1017truthsummit.com. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, Kyle Wallace. We're having a conversation talking about truancy, right? We're having a conversation talking about the fact that in California, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, got rid of their anti-truancy law. Here in the state of Wisconsin, there is a truancy law, but in the city of Milwaukee, MPS specifically, MPS decided that they're going to take a different approach to truancy 2 years ago, that they were no longer, even though truancy was still on the rise, they decided that they weren't going to write any tickets. Matter of fact, in the 2023 school year, there were zero tickets written for truancy because they wanted to shift the focus on being punitive, which I again, when 58% of your students are missing 18 days or more, that is a problem. That is a problem. And how do we fix that problem? When you're talking about a school district where majority of the kids are not proficient in reading and math, that is a problem. And the only way to solve that problem is more parent involvement, but also having more days inside the classroom. I promise you, a student that is in the classroom consistently is a student that's going to score higher on the proficiency test, a student that's going to be set up for success. So I think it's an absolute excuse for us to sit here and say, oh, well, that's too hard. Well, I don't care. An adult's job is to make sure their kids is doing what they're supposed to be doing. You can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We do have a poll up on the YouTube. about should Wisconsin write parents tickets if their children miss 18 days or more of school with an unexcused absence. I definitely want to hear from y'all. But 833-212-1017, Alan, Milwaukee, what are your thoughts about that?
I think they should have been writing tickets a long time ago. That's why their kids is dumb, and that's why they dying, and they constantly burying them in the cemetery. That's the purpose of you having a guardian until you're 18. So since you can't make sure your kids go to school, you can take that ticket when you take your kids to church every Sunday to learn about that Bible that cannot do nothing for them on life, on earth. So, yes, they should get a ticket. Matter of fact, it should be tripled. Because when their kid calls somebody some money, there ain't nobody cut no checks. Matter of fact, make it six times bigger. I mean, wow. They gave them their first and last name, right? Matter of fact, make that ticket 12 times bigger. And maybe they can learn ABCs and 1, 2, 3s because the Bible can't teach you that. Matter of fact, make the ticket 15 times bigger. Because wow, if somebody say something to them, they walking down the street with a butcher knife, swinging them hips, talking about my child. Matter of fact, make the ticket $5,000.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Them gonna
be I think that'd be great.
There's going to be some unpaid truancy tickets.
Thank you. That's all right. And if they file bankruptcy, it's triple. Have a good day.
All right, Al. Al, he mad about that. But I get what his point is, right? Because I think what we need to do, again, when I talk about equity, it comes with hard conversation and real conversations. And when you're talking about a school district that has the test scores that they have, when you talk about a city of Milwaukee that has the poverty that we have, when you talk about the city of Milwaukee that has the crime that we have, right? Again, we're talking about the minority of people. But in order for our city to truly thrive and reach its full potential, we got to make sure the minority of people have as many opportunities as possible. I had the opportunity last week. I spoke with Jody Weber, of the CEO of Seeds of Health, which is a public charter school organ network here in Milwaukee. And they have a school in downtown Milwaukee. The name is escaping me. A Tenor High School. They got two buildings. And I remember when I used to recruit at UW Parkside, I recruited at Tenor High School, and I was so impressed by what the expectations were for the kids. Do y'all know their senior year in high school? The senior year in high school, those students had to either enroll in MATC, Associate's Degree Program, where they're earning college credits to go on to get an associate's degree or to go on to get a four-year degree. Or their students had to enroll in an MATC technical program where they can get a degree in cosmetology when they graduated, welding when they graduated. See, that is a great model of success. See, that is the expectation that we need to have. But instead, we sitting here and we upset because we don't like the fact that parents may have to pay a ticket or parents may face jail time because their kids weren't in school. And I see some of y'all on YouTube. Again, y'all can watch the stream is live at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. I see some of y'all on YouTube asking, well, do they still get tickets? Well, in Wisconsin, they already have a law. We just don't see it used enough, specifically here in MPS, where they're just not handing out tickets. The first offense of your kid not being in school 18 days or more and actually doing something about it and enforcing it is up a $500 up fine. So that means you're paying $500 or more for that fine. But on top of that, you could get up to 30 days in jail. So what we need to focus on, instead of focusing on what the penalty is, because that's a penalty. Do you know how you have to face a penalty? A penalty is because you break a rule, you break a law. If you don't break a rule, you don't break a law, and you're following direction, guess what? You don't face those penalties. So we need to stop letting the parents off the hook for their kids not being in school. It is your responsibility as a parent. Again, I am not a parent. Again, I say that. I am not a parent. And I'm not saying it's easy. But when you are a parent, you have no choice but to be the parent. You have no choice to advocate for your child. And as advocating for your child is making sure that your child is getting the best education possible. That is your responsibility. When kids are not in school, they are not learning. They're not earning credits needed to get a high school diploma. They're not getting the basic needs. A high school diploma is the basic needs. Even getting a high school diploma, most people are going to be significantly more limited financially. You can't get out of poverty if you do not have financial stability. Point blank, period. Students who are not in school have a higher incarceration rate. High school dropouts are significantly more likely to be arrested and incarcerated than high school graduates. So that's why when we think about these punitive charges, and when Kamala Harris, the former state attorney general of California, the former district attorney of San Francisco, the former Madam Vice President of the United States when she instituted that law over a decade ago in San Francisco, and then had the model go, well, dang near 2 decades ago, and had the model spread across the state of California. She wasn't doing it because she didn't like these people. She was doing it because she understood what was on the other side. She understood the negative repercussions of not being inside the classroom. She understood, as a district attorney, she saw the trend of the black boys, or I should say young black men and black women, that were being incarcerated. There was a common trend. There's a common thread. The lack of an education. Not being inside the classroom. Being habitually truant in high school. So we always complain about these cycles that we see, but when we have a punitive way to fix the problem, y'all want to be mad. Y'all want to talk about how Kamala Harris was so mean to black people, even though, just so you know, this isn't a black damn law. Matter of fact, I think White Widow even talked about how she had to go to court for her kids. She's white, White Widow. We got to stop doing that. We got to stop thinking because something impacts our community, it ain't impacting other communities. Equity. We want equity, but we got to have real conversations. And California saw positive results from this, too. See, in California, elementary students' truancy reduced by 23% in a 2-year span when they first implemented that. That is a big jump. That means 23% of students were in school more. That means 23% of the future population was getting the education they needed to be successful. But the most important thing about this, and why I think that MPS should bring it back, and why I think school districts should talk about it, is simply because bringing awareness to this is so important. Schools and people need to be aware of this. Because remember when, y'all remember when the real ID thing happened? Remember we talking about real ID? And then came May and everybody was like standing in line to get a real ID when you only really needed a real ID to fly, and there was other ID options if you had it, like a passport. But everybody was standing in line trying to get a real ID because they thought by May 7th of 2025, oh no, my ID is going to expire. No, that's not the case. But the reason people felt that way is because there was so much information out there saying, you got to get this, you got to get this, you got to get this. We need to have that same thing when it comes to these kids being inside the classrooms, because you got to get an education. You have to, in order to be successful. 833-212-1017. I asked the question, should kids in Wisconsin schools have to face some type of penalty if they're not in school? And again, I said it before about MPS, is that right now, 2021-2022 school year, 58% of their students were chronically absent, missing 18 days of school or more, unexcused absence. Not excused, unexcused. That's 3.5 weeks of school being missed for the majority of MPS students. 58% is a majority. And we have to really understand that if these kids aren't in the classroom, what are they doing? What are they doing? But again, 833-212-1017. I see y'all on the talking text line. And Marvin said, Kyle, they should pass that law here. If you don't want to become parents, don't have kids. That's how I feel. I mean, everybody tells me when I have kids, I may change. I don't think so. Because I was raised in a household where I went to school. Like, going to school wasn't an option. Like, if I woke up sick, my mama said, hey, try it. Just try it. And if you don't feel well, just give me a call. I gave her a call, and I sat in the clinic for a while and had to wait for my grandpa to come pick me up, or I just said, I'm going back to class. Why? Because my parents understood the importance of an education. We're not asking for a lot. And again, I understand that circumstances are so different, but if you need assistance in the classroom, if you need assistance at home to get your kids to the classroom, speak up, because there's ways to get some assistance to ensure that your child's butt is in the seat. But 833-212-1017, Courtney said, first off, 18 is way too many unexcused. That's ridiculous. Second, the state gives money for attendance numbers. No kids, no money. Everyone suffers. The whole damn state relies on MPS funds. Yeah, that's very true. They wait for us. Third, parents aren't responsible for getting kids to school. Then who the hell is? Ding, ding, ding. That's why it bothered me so much during the 2020 election and during the 2024 campaign when people were talking about how bad that truancy law was towards, I know we ain't no victim. I know we thrivers. We overcome so much. Literally, style, pop culture, history. When we talk about inventions, they come from us. But, you know, we hear stuff. Black folks just love to apply stuff to our kids and they love to make our kids be victims as if they're the only ones impacted when that ain't the case. Stop doing that. Hold the standard high for our kids. A child has no business, not being in school unless they sick or on vacation. I repeat, equity will come with some pain. Because those who are not doing what they are supposed to do are going to be the ones who suffer the most. When you're talking about Kamala Harris seeing a 23% jump in the first 2 years of kids being in the schools, that's a good thing. I want to know why it took for people to be financially threatened for them to actually be better parents. But 833-212-1017, again, we have a poll here on The Truth on YouTube talking about should Wisconsin write parents tickets if their kids miss 18 days of more school. You can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe. But also, you can vote in this poll. I'll give y'all the results on the other side. But before we go to break, y'all know what I got to do.
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all is right. Truth Nation, we're giving away $5,000 on Friday. A phone call today could be the phone call that wins you $5,000. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of the 5K giveaway on Gruber Law Offices. That's 833-212-1017. We are looking for caller number 10 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices in the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And always remember, if your loved one is ever injured in an accident, don't hesitate. Make one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, and they will take care of you. And the thing about it is you never pay a single penny, not a single cent, until they win your case. So get with the winning law firm today by visiting Gruber Law Offices at gruber-law.com. But be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win the 5K giveaway. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll wrap up the show on the other side.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. We're coming at you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue here in downtown Milwaukee. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Just having a conversation today talking about the fact that in California, Governor Gavin Newsom got rid of the anti-truancy law passed by Kamala Harris, which for that law, I think he did that simply because Kamala Harris is going to be one of his main competitors as he's going to look to run for president in 2028. Won't talk about 2028 at this point because I think it's irrelevant at this point because we don't need to have that conversation yet. But I wholeheartedly disagree with it, right? I just feel like when you get rid of truancy laws, you're enabling bad behavior. And what we have to understand is that we've tried so many different things by doing a light hand. And I'd rather have the heavy hand in high school when they're kids versus the heavy hand of the police force and the district attorneys that we know here in Milwaukee don't really give a damn about our kids. And so at a certain point, we need to think about if we really want equity, then we need to have these hard conversations about making sure that kids are inside of schools and not trying to eliminate things such as truancy laws. Now, again, here in the state of Wisconsin, we do have truancy laws, but they're just MPS decided they're not going to implement them, according to what they 2 years ago. Now, when I think about the greatness of our kids, I'm just reminded that Milwaukee is considered one of the worst places to raise a family, a black family, a black child. Right. And if we want to turn that around, because we should want to turn that around, then we have to do a lot of things to change. We're going to have a serious conversation about correcting some of the poor behaviors and some of the poor habits that we see. And so for me, I'm passionate about wanting to turn that around. And that's why when we have these type of conversations, I want us to understand the stats, the background, and what's really happening. Most people probably didn't realize that 58% of students in the school year 2021-2022. And again, it's still bad, but that's where the stats are at. 58% of our students missed 18 days or more with unexcused absences. One, two, that's not good enough. Our children were leading pioneers, right? They were leading pioneers when it came to stealing cars, the Kia boys and Kia girls. And I say that not to be negative, but they figured out that you can utilize a phone charger to start a car. They figured out that you can bust out a certain window and the alarm wouldn't go off. That's some cool, smart stuff, but it's messed up. But that just shows you the level of intelligence that our kids have. We just don't have enough guidance, right? They have the intelligence, they have the skills, but they don't have enough guidance and accountability. Our kids have the potential. We just need to give them expectations. We need to focus on getting our kids to a positive end result. The results right now are not good enough, period. There are great, incredible stories from within our city, and you can look at the politicians around here, our mayor, our county executive, and former lieutenant governor. We have a lot of success stories, but we need to have more. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, I love y'all. Peace out. I will see y'all tomorrow. And I don't want your soul, but I said-